That's a really good way to start the show. Hi and welcome. I'm Chris.
And I'm Anton.
This is Paragraph Despair. Anton, how's it been?
It's been a long couple weeks.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. It's just the winter coming.
All right, we'll move on. We have a really packed show today.
Yeah.
Mostly because we have three topics, and that's usually what we have every episode. So, really, if I was short one, then we wouldn't have a
show. We're innovating like Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. We're not talking about that. That's going to be next episode.
Nice.
That we record immediately after this. Anyways, well, should we just get into it? Because we're just so high energy right now.
Yeah.
After these big sandwiches we just ate.
Yes. Maybe we'll get coffee in the middle of the episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So that'll be a plug
for the next one. I woke up at 5 a.m. to drive Tawny to the airport.
Wow.
And look.
The things we do for love.
Oh, she paid me. No. She asked if I would do it for love, and I said no. But she's like, would you do it for $45? And I was like, All right. Do you mind if I go on a little rant?
I would prefer it, yeah.
It's going to be a little raw and uncensored. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Headlights are too bright.
They are.
And this is a new thing, right? I'm not crazy, am I? I don't remember them being this bright.
I can't even drive anymore.
I feel like they're just way brighter than they used to be when I was first driving.
It's an arms race. Everybody's brightening.
It's like the new either the new cars are just like these LED super white bright lights, or I swear to God, idiots are just driving around the city. There's a street light on every corner.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
There's no need for high beams.
Yeah.
But people are just driving around with high beams on.
In the city.
In the city, whoa. Upstate, everywhere. And they don't know that you're not supposed to put your high beams on behind. I feel like people just don't know that.
Yeah, because parents slacking now, too.
I just, it's crazy. I think I'm, blinded by it.
Yeah, I've had a few upstate trips recently, and it's so hard to drive. I can barely just see the outline of the white line on the side of the road that I use to go because everybody's blinding me constantly.
Yeah, I have to use that thing on the visor you flip.
Oh, because of people behind you.
Yeah.
For me, it's people coming the other direction that really get me.
Oh, yeah. That's okay on the highway because it's a little farther away.
The FDR is so windy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the left lane, I'm just constantly blinded. I can't do anything.
I'm almost to the point where I just don't want to drive at night anymore.
Yeah, I think we got to get chauffeurs.
I think that's... So
and this whole plan for the podcast, if you're listening, so we get money for chauffeurs, is really not paying off.
Our main goal with the podcast money is not to live off of it. We just want enough money for chauffeurs.
Yes, yeah, just that. Very specific goal.
All right, well, you heard it here first. Headlights, they're too bright. Turn them down.
Yeah.
Turn them down or get out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We need sunglasses that go over the headlights.
It's insane. I'm sorry for this rant. You're probably all like, whoa, calm down.
I think a lot of people feel heard.
Oh, because I'm a voice of the people?
Yeah. They're like, I've been saying this all along, and nobody had the guts to come and publicize it.
Yeah, because everyone's a coward.
Yes. For the most part, yeah.
All right, I guess I'm a hero. let's get into what's news, what's new.
Oh, that wasn't it.
Oh, no, that's just a rant.
Oh, we have four
segments. That wasn't
even
planned. I didn't even write that down. That just came off the dome.
Wow.
I just was like, this is on
pretty
my mind.
People
I drove this morning.
People are going to be demanding a rant to open the episode.
And they're going to get more unhinged as I go on.
I can see that.
All right. Well, you texted me something this morning.
Yeah. And in hindsight, it's confusing.
I like
when
how
I text people.
You text me this with no context, but then I'm like, oh, he probably just wants me to talk about it.
No, I just was top of mind.
Well, we're going to talk about it because now it's something that you seem excited about.
I feel I could be more direct if I want something.
Well, anyways, so what I got from it, the DALL-E 3 just released, yeah. Right? Is that the new... What even is that?
It's a... You type a prompt and it makes a image for you. It's an okay. AI. Have you used it before?
No.
Have you used any
I've heard of it.
Prompt
now that you're I'm thinking of it. Yeah. I've used a couple, I feel like, but I don't remember which ones.
What do you type?
It's like boobs, butts.
Just that.
Boobs, butts. Big butts, big boobs. You know, like when like a 12-year-old that yeah. gets Google for the first time.
Oh man.
Big boobs, butts, Kevin's friend's mom, butts.
People type in people's moms.
And they type Kevin's friend. No, I don't type that in. Oh, I'm just joking.
What have I used it for? I can't remember. I feel like I had to make me a snail or something for some reason. I don't remember why. But I was using a local model that somebody made a tool for to do image generation. It wasn't very good.
Oh, I see.
But it was neat to run it locally.
Well, anyways, so you send me this photo this morning.
Yeah.
Of what appears to be a very frightening, disturbing image of SpongeBob SquarePants. And he's in the darkness with this evil grin on his face, and someone's recording it with yes, their phone.
On a cell phone in the picture. So in the picture you see
why someone is that a big deal? Because I feel like that could have been Google image generated. Sorry, adjusting my mic. So
Google image generated?
Well, like AI generated, like you write that and you get it.
Like you're not surprised that it is able to do that?
Yeah.
Well, I think the impressive thing was the fact that it had... So in the picture, you see SpongeBob, who looks really scary with like... Looks like a flashlight is being shown on him and he's jumping out of the woods.
Yeah.
And the lighting is really great.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the same picture is someone holding a cell phone with SpongeBob showing up on the screen of the cell phone. And it's set up such that the photo on the cell phone is blurry, kind of like a Bigfoot-esque photograph. And to make that like one to draw the one picture and then draw it on another screen
mm-hmm.
within the same photo and then recognize that you'd want to like blur it a little bit to make that kind of joke. I don't think it necessarily is like rationalizing and thinking through these steps, but the fact that it saw pictures like that and was able yeah. to put that all together, that's pretty impressive. Another photo that's been making the rounds or for DALL-E 3 was somebody said make a village scene, like a Renaissance period village scene
mm-hmm.
where it looks like a spiral in the abstract.
What's that? What?
So, you know, like you ever see those like hypnosis videos with a spiral? Yeah. So there's tons of pictures on the internet now of DALL-E generating the drawing of the village or the drawing of the things in it look like a spiral. But it's just a juxtaposition is the design is the idea of it. It's almost like you put the point of view of the human in such a way looking at this scene that you see a spiral where like the clouds hit the rooftops and come around and make it look like it could be a village. It could be the sky that's normally, but there's a spiral there just because of your point of view.
Oh,
but that's like hard to do to mix those things together AI.
And then it said that it is integrated with ChatGPT.
Bing.
Oh, Bing.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading it said ChatGPT.
So Microsoft owns a good chunk of the for-profit arm of OpenAI.
Yeah.
And they are constantly deploying a lot of the new technology to Bing. So you can just go on Bing and try this stuff out now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet.
So what are people going to do with version 3? How is this going to ruin our lives?
I don't know. Everybody says that, like, obviously we're going to get to a point where we're going to be using this a lot, if not already. Though I haven't used AI that much. I don't. Have you been using it?
Not lately. Well, when it came out, everyone was like,
yeah. Like, I was using it a lot, and then I was like, oh, actually, it's okay.
And we've been talking about it so much that people that listen to the show are sick of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're probably really excited to be listening.
Yes, the one listener. I mean, obviously,
look at that one. It's a photo of like Guy Fieri caught in the headlights.
Yeah, it's the same shot with like somebody got the phone up. Yeah, there's a Reddit thread where everybody's doing that prompt of the SpongeBob thing, but with different people, so it looks like some famous characters jumping out of the woods.
Interesting. The Squidward one looks really freaky. All right. I guess we can make AI images now easier.
Yeah. The other big release was ChatGPT now can analyze images really well.
So like turn them into like be able to see what the image is of and then tell it to you in text.
Tell it to you in text and also like converse about the image. So for instance, somebody said,
this is a photo of a boob, this is a photo of a butt.
Yes. Yep, exactly. No, they took a picture of a bunch of coins and they said, how much money is this?
Oh, it counted.
Yeah. And this is a big deal because you know Coinstar?
Yeah. Isn't that their whole thing?
Yeah. Now you don't have to do it. You can just take a picture of it and have ChatGPT count the money for you and like,
but how do they know you drop off the money?
What?
But how do you know that they know that you dropped off the money?
Well, that's the other big feature of ChatGPT is if you take a picture of money, it turns it into real money.
What?
Yeah. It's like an AI thing.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's really, actually, that's great because I could use money.
Yeah. It's called Salary Scan.
Can't wait for Salary Scan to come
out. Yeah. That's why it's dangerous to use cash now, because somebody could just take a picture of the money as you hand it to the cashier and then steal it from you.
I see.
Yeah.
So when you go to a carnival,
yes,
and you guess the jelly beans in the jar,
yeah,
the game is they're gonna have to get rid of the game.
But yep, ChatGPT is gonna do it.
Because you could just take a photo of it, and ChatGPT is like, oh yeah, there's this many jelly beans in there.
So.
What more can they ruin?
So I said you can. This article I read, they did take a picture of money and ask how much it is, but it got it wrong.
Oh, all right.
So it's like, yeah, that's. It'll be like, it's really funny to see it because it's good at identifying things. It's like, oh, it's this coin, that coin, that coin, and that coin. That's $300. Like it just doesn't do the number stuff very good. Still.
Okay. Well. One day it will.
Yeah, and it still can't win crossword puzzles or Sudoku.
But it could beat you in chess. Not AI, though, but computers can.
Well, yeah, it's a different algorithm, the stuff they use for chess.
Oh.
But maybe. Like, so all these LLMs in the video stuff are transformer-based architectures.
Yeah.
Which I don't know anything about other than that it is that. And I think they're using a different algorithm for like chess and stuff.
Okay, well, that's new and exciting.
So now you know about that stuff.
Yeah,
we plugged it. It's an ad.
I'm gonna move on just because our audience really hates AI.
Yeah.
So hold on, let me just. Oh, we did talk about that for 15 minutes.
Really?
Well, I think we had the rant in the beginning. Oh, yeah, my rant. All right, so we're good. All right, we're gonna go. I watched two movies. You know, at the same time? Not at the same time.
Oh,
but you know how I haven't been watching movies.
Yeah, you just been listening.
I've just been
because you're all a part of your listening. One sense at a time.
Yeah.
Strategy.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I think I watched three, but I'll just acknowledge the two that I watched at home.
Wow.
They were both Anne Hathaway movies.
Okay.
And now you get to guess which ones.
And they're it's not the same movie twice?
No. Wait, let me check. No.
What has she even been in lately? Are they recent?
No.
Okay. Interstellar?
No.
Okay.
I will give a brief review of them after you guess.
Okay. Get it wrong both times.
Didn't Alyssa see Anne Hathaway before?
In person? I saw her too. I saw the back of her.
I thought Alyssa saw her in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, she did. It's all part of the, you look under the stalls, you see somebody.
I'm in here.
No, we saw her and I think her boyfriend or husband at the time when we, I don't think we moved here yet. We were looking for apartments and we went to go see.
And you saw Anne Hathaway and you thought, wow, if I ran into her just now, imagine all the people I'm going to run into once I move here.
That's exactly.
And then you haven't ran into anyone since.
No, I did see somebody. I saw Jon Stewart the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He looked like he didn't want me to see him.
Yeah.
He was in a bush.
Oh, he was just hanging in a
bush. No, he was just standing on the street. Yeah, we saw her at the Amy Winehouse documentary movie.
Oh.
So, not Interstellar.
Well, it's not Interstellar. I'll give you a big clue. One of the movies co-starred. Actually, I'll just give you the co-stars of each of the movies.
Okay, that'll help a lot.
I'm not going to tell you which one's which, but I'm going to give you two co-stars. Big names. One is Meryl Streep. One's Robert De Niro.
Okay. I thought it was going to be De Niro. It's the one where he's the assistant for her, but he's really wise.
What's it called?
The Intern?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, wow. I was a good
and the
guess.
Other one's got to be... I thought you were going to get the other one first. The other one's obvious now that you when you mentioned Meryl Streep.
She and Meryl Streep were in a movie together where...
It's a classic.
Anne Hathaway, instead of being the boss, she was the intern because it's Devil Wears Prada.
Yes. I watched Devil Wears Prada.
So you watched two business relationship movies starring Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Interesting.
We're just in this kind of mood around here. And this
have
is
you
what
seen
we
both of them before?
I've seen Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Great movie. It's just a stone cold classic. Meryl Streep's really good in it.
I like that it.
It doesn't make sense. Anne Hathaway is because it's like they do the weird thing at the beginning where she's like, she's really smart and she's just getting the job because she's actually smart and not interested in fashion. And yeah. Meryl Streep is likes that about her,
mm-hmm.
but then they try to play her character off as this like. Ugly non-fashion person and it's like it's fucking Anne Hathaway. Like, you know, what are you doing? Meryl Streep's just really good in it. And it's funny. It just works.
What I really like about that movie is that it doesn't have like there's no like happy ending where at the movie and she's like actually softens up and beats nice. She's like that the whole time.
Yeah, and they learn to deal with it. And yeah. It ruins her relationship with the one dude.
Oh, I forgot what happens in that. Emily Blunt
she
was in that.
She kind of, I don't know if she hooks up or just makes out with
Meryl Streep?
Some guy. No.
Because she got so anxious from work, she cheated on her boyfriend.
Yeah, and it ruined everything.
It seems like a parallel plot line.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyways, and I just like seeing New York in 2008 I don't know. It's just fun to see.
Maybe I'll watch it again.
And then the other movie, The Intern, which was fun seeing New York, Brooklyn in 2015.
Yeah,
which isn't that long ago.
Greenpoint's in that movie.
But like, you look at it and you're like, that was a specific time. And like, they do this thing where she runs a company. It's like set in like Dumbo or something. And it's like a startup fashion resale or wholesale place, like selling clothes.
Because it's the sequel, Devil Wears Prada. And she's running her own now.
Well, this one's like, it's weird because it's made by Nancy Meyer. And I always thought Nancy Meyer's made good movies.
Oh, burn.
And then I watched this. It's so awkward. The whole movie is just so weird. The
feels
tone
made for
of it.
TV.
It feels very corny. It feels very made for TV. It feels, but like, I look at the, like, it's like 7.1 on IMDb. It's
is that
like
good?
Decent.
Okay.
Like, it's not like, I'm like, this is almost cringe-worthy bad. And there's like this one scene, because like, they try to make fun of like modern work culture in comparison to, you know, because the whole story is about Robert De Niro, who
the old days,
is retired, but he's always like to stay really active.
Yeah.
And he just does this because he wants to do it. And he,
it feels like a fan fiction written by an older person.
It's, you can kind of tell
like
a, it's written by like, they just, you know, like they do the, like I called it immediately when I figured out what the movie was. They made a joke where they're like, and Hathaway to him is like, you'll just, can you just email it to me? You're like, that's going to take a minute. Like, it's like this, of course they do the job where he's like, I'm not great at emailing.
Yep.
I had to send this video in an MP3. My grandson had to help me out with it.
Yeah.
And I'm just
getting
like,
there myself.
Oh,
I'm just not happy with technology much lately.
Oh, you don't know what, you don't know what MP.
I feel like every time I try to log into something, it's the wrong password, and I'm gonna lose my mind. And I have a password manager. What am I doing?
Yeah, why aren't you using it?
I am. It's just like they're changing out from under me or something.
We had a difficult time signing up for a free trial of YouTube TV the other night, and it was both of us just getting really mad. but anyways, you know, they're just making jokes that Robert De Niro, but like he comes to work with like an attaché and like an old school calculator and sets up like his little desk.
Yep.
And like, I have to like, and then, all right, so then, like, the modern work culture, they're just like, oh, this is a fun office, and Anne Hathaway rides her bike around because she's this quirky CEO. And then, like, the office has, like, a masseuse. And I'm like, I feel like they probably read an article where one of these startup companies in New York, you know, like, you could probably, like, you've worked for a startup.
Yep.
Like, they do these weird things.
Yeah.
And that probably happened before where like they have a masseuse.
We had an office party where they had masseuses just set up and you could get it.
So this movie, they just have a masseuse that's like Rene Russo and she's just, and then like there's this super weird scene where she's giving Robert De Niro a back massage at his desk and he gets like a boner. And then, like, the other two young guys that sit next to him are, like, thumbs up.
What?
Like, and,
you know,
like,
I haven't seen the whole movie.
It's so, like, it doesn't make any sense. And then, like, he starts a relationship with Rene Russo. And you're like, what is this movie even about anymore?
Yeah.
Like, it's not about anything. And then, Anne Hathaway's husband cheats on her. But then,
It is a response to Devil Wears Prada.
It's kind of like the Devil Wears Prada, but not as good because there's no fun Meryl Streep character that's like really.
She should be in every movie.
Yeah, like because like there's so much weird things happening in this movie, but also there's like no tension and everyone's super nice.
Yeah, I feel like there's just, I can just like hear in my head some poorly composed soundtrack that's just like really bubbly and happy the whole time.
It's very, and like the movie made like $200 million. It was like,
so they know what they're doing.
I don't know.
You just got to get those headshots on the poster and people will go.
I was so confused. But like, remember there was another, what was it? Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn intern at Google.
Oh yeah.
I think that's just called Interns. Let me look that up.
Is it? What's the Recruits?
Oh, maybe that's it. Hold on. Let me see.
It might be Interns. Yeah, they never hit those high highs at Wedding Crashers.
Oh, the Internship.
Oh, the Internship.
It came out 2 years before. I don't remember seeing it, but I bet, you know, they're like two old guys that have to work at a tech company.
Yeah.
Isn't this weird?
Yep. It is like a bunch of like out of touch people that are over sensationalizing things that they
hear. Like, I've worked with people that are older than me, and it's not like they're not like dumb. Like, they get it. Like, they just go overboard with it for obvious comedic effect.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't come across that way.
I feel like when it's too outlandish and not accurate, it takes you out of it.
Yeah.
But maybe we're not the audience.
Well, anyways, guess what I gave the ratings for each one.
All right, I'm going to give Letterboxd. Devil Wears Prada a 3.5 on the Chris scale. All
right, let me... 3.5, and then what are you doing for the other one?
2.
3.5. I gave Devil Wears Prada 4 stars.
4? Whoa!
Yeah.
Is that the highest on this show?
No, I've given 4. I have... a few 4.5s and okay. I think 1 or 2 5s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was The Man Who Wasn't There, yeah. And
probably Fargo or something.
Oh, could be.
Or no, it's probably a Coen Brothers. But The Intern, I gave 1.5. So you're just off.
No Country for Old Men, I think you gave 5.
Yeah, probably.
1.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was harsh on it.
I could see that.
It bothered me.
And what compelled you to watch these two movies?
I don't know. They're just on Hulu, and I think Tawny wanted to watch Devil's Wear Prada. We watched it, and then she also remembered seeing The Intern in theater, and then like was like, she's like, I thought this was pretty good, but like she was rewatching it too and noticed how weird it was, and I'm like, I guess she's like, it's just, maybe it was a weird thing where it made sense when it came out. And it just aged so poorly so fast. Because it's not that old of a movie, but like...
I feel like that kind of movie is done for.
Yeah, the big studio comedy that's like for general audiences.
Yeah, like...
Because like with comedy now, you have to be like super specific or super like...
Yeah, for instance, what's even absurd in theaters right now? Let's take a look. I'm just going to go to Fandango.
Anyways, we're going to end that segment. But it kind of segues in to our last segment of the day. You know, on the topic of old people.
You'll be with us very soon.
Yeah. Well, I have some, you know, it's never too late to accomplish your dreams, whether you're an internship
or you want to be a cadaver.
I did a really funny joke at the beginning of The Internship or The Intern when the movie's coming out, because it's Robert De Niro, you know, and it started off with a little voiceover, but like I chimed in. And this is me doing my impression of Robert De Niro at the beginning of The Intern,
okay.
But it's his voiceover.
Okay.
Ever since I was a young fucking kid in the Bronx, I wanted to be a fucking intern. I want to see that movie.
Tawny liked that voiceover? Yeah, she liked it.
Well, anyways, it's never too old. You're never too old to accomplish your dreams.
But you could be dead.
That's true. That's probably the oldest you can get.
Yeah.
So I got some. I got a list of some things people accomplished. I want you to tell me how old they were when they accomplished it.
Is that on your mind?
No.
It's on my mind a lot. I listen to this podcast called Founders.
Yeah.
Now we lost our audience. They're going to go listen to that instead of this.
Hold on.
And a lot of it, I'm just like curious, like how old were people when they started things?
Yeah.
And Alyssa sent me something the other day that 39 is like the median age to.
Oh, so we're actually pretty young still.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
So we have plenty of time.
Yeah, I think like the huge companies you hear about sometimes have younger starters, but the average is probably a lot older than that.
All right, well, let me get into it.
All right.
The oldest competitive gamer, Doris, was able to clench a world record with 1,112,300 points on Twin Galaxies tournament setting, which is the most difficult setting in the game.
What's Twin Galaxies?
I don't know. It's a game. Oh. Anyways, how old was she when she did that?
Doris?
Yeah, Doris.
All right, well, that's some of a hint. You don't hear Doris's around.
You know, a lot of Doris's.
Yeah, you don't see...
That's actually a nice name. I'm surprised that one aged out.
You like Doris?
I mean, it feels like it could be a modern name.
Edna, that's another one.
Barbara.
Barbara, you don't see a lot, yeah.
But maybe. Doris, I feel like that's a nice name. It could come back.
I think it would be fun for a little like girl to be named Doris.
Well, it's like, you know, like every woman born in the early 90s is named Emma.
Yep.
Yeah, that comes back in waves. I bet we'll see a bunch of Dorises.
Eminem?
Probably.
That's probably what it was. So Doris, I would say, was 62.
That is incorrect. She was 81 years old.
Whoa. And she won.
Never too late.
Wow.
And I hope that inspires you to be a competitive gamer. I don't
even know any of what you described. Well, like Twin Galaxies tournament setting.
Let's say
she's a millionaire now.
Yeah, she's a billionaire. She streams on Twitch.
Billionaire.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know what happened. I just have this blurb.
Oh, okay.
I think she died.
Is this just like an article that lists people's ages? Wow, did a lot of research for this.
You know, it wasn't because I watched The Intern I pulled this up. Because I was actually going to make a separate connection because Senator Dianne Feinstein died.
Oh.
She was 90.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know
that. All right. Well, you know how I like to make music. You know, maybe you can be a competitive gamer. You got an extra 40 years to do that.
Yeah.
This is the... I mean, technically, I've already done this, but part of my band... The oldest person to release a new album.
I have to guess their name.
Smokey Dawson was an Australian country music performer who released a collection of original songs entitled Homestead of My Dreams, making him the oldest person to release a new album. How old was he?
When do you meet the threshold of releasing an album?
What do you mean?
Like if I recorded some songs and handed it to my friend on the street, is that releasing it?
Technically, yeah.
Okay. So who's the oldest person? We already know. It's Smokey Dawson, apparently. fun names for these.
Yeah,
people.
You hate on Smokey Dawson?
Yeah. I just think it's weird, like these phrasings of like publishing or releasing or whatever, because it's like kind of a vague term. I'm going to say he was 97.
Closer, but it's 92.
92, okay. Overdid that one. Underdid Doris.
92.
I underestimated Doris.
Smokey Dawson.
And overestimated Smokey. Classic me.
Let's see. Yeah, find a good one here. I don't like any of these. I'm trying to like find like a category.
Find something that is fun for the listeners so they can guess at home.
Yeah, here's the oldest person to obtain a pilot's license. So, never too old to just fly that plane.
Yeah.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel James C. Warren is a former navigator of the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American military aviators, although that kind of gives him a little, he has some experience. So it's not like you're just like.
So he already flew a plane, but he just, his license lapsed, so he got it again?
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, I thought this would be like his first, oh, I just decided to do this.
Yeah, that'd be more fun.
Well, anyways, how old was he?
So Tuskegee Airmen was in World War II. So World War II was, let's say, 45, we'll go with. And he probably would have been like 18 then. So if we go 15 back, you get to 30. So go back another three more, you get to 27. So then you take that.
This is really exciting watching you do math.
So it'd be 73 plus 23. It would be, he's 96.
You went over, it's 87.
So how was he part of the Tuskegee Airmen?
I don't know.
When was this article written?
Oh, I have no idea. And check. It was updated in 2022. So, whatever that means.
So, if he's 87, maybe they are reporting on a guy who in the past did it.
Yeah.
Like, in, because, like, 2023 minus 87. Oh, I did the math wrong. Somehow my strategy was spot on. 1936 is when he would have been born if it was 87 years ago today.
Yeah,
so I just did the calculation wrong.
Could have been,
my strategy
article
was perfect. I do that a lot, damn it.
Well, let's that's it.
Oh wait, I said 27. I was 10 years off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. How old was he? He would have been 9 years old in 1945. He shouldn't be flying. That was the end of our involvement in World War II.
Yeah. But you never flown on a kid airline?
they saved a lot of money with the kid bombers in World War II. Yeah. So my strategy wasn't good. Or maybe the Tuskegee Airmen stayed around post-World War II. And, like, we're still a thing.
Yeah.
It's Tuskegee, right?
Sure.
I like to pronounce it all different ways.
Tuskegee?
Every time.
Yeah. I feel like that's wrong. Anyways, that's the end of the list of things. And that's the end of the show. How do you feel about that? I always just end the show, but I never asked how the episode was.
2.5.
Yeah, that's about right. All right. See you later.
See ya.